That's the sound of the UMass Minuteman Marching Band. More than three decades ago, a 24-year-old drum major named George Parks took charge of the band and turned it into a vibrant, show-stopping troupe. Last month, George Parks suffered a fatal heart attack shortly after performing at a high school football game in Ohio. Tomorrow, during the UMass Amherst homecoming weekend, a memorial will be held to celebrate Parks and his career. John Jenkins, a music professor at UMass, says music was just one element of a George Parks production.
A George Parks show was an integrated pageantry that stressed wonderful music. It went from the tiniest sound of one player on the middle of a huge marching band stadium, and then it would suddenly grow, and at the same time there's movement that was really, really integrated with the music. Everything was cohesive, and everything was creatively planned. That's what a show was like, and the sound was absolutely gorgeous.
Jenkins headed the UMass Marching Band before George Parks, and in 1977, Jenkins helped choose Parks to replace him.
Well, we selected him because we knew that he would be the best person to come in and change our band from the Michigan Big Ten high step style that we had established before to a new style, which was the core style. What we didn't have any way of predicting was the majesty of this person. He turned out to be a creative genius, and that was so genuinely in him that everything he did was done that way. But that's not the essence. The essence was he was a teacher of people. He didn't teach a subject. He taught each individual, and he inspired, he changed the life perspective of hundreds and, as it turned out later, thousands of people.
George Parks was 57 years old. To learn more about tomorrow's memorial service for George Parks, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Up next, writing about music. What does it take? We'll be back after a break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.